Welcome to Maestral Nature and History Park, Malta's first national park and a Natura 2000 site. This is a place where valuable and threatened species and habitats are protected and can be witnessed and experienced by everyone. The Maestral Park is a wealth of biodiversity. Designated in 2007, the park has been bustling with life ever since, having over 1,300 plants carefully planted within its boundaries. But that's not all. This nature haven is home to a diverse array of reptiles, mammals, and an impressive total of 11 bird species that call it their breeding ground. And those majestic cliffs, they're not just towering rocks, they're great spots for seabirds to make their nests. There's more to Maestral Park than meets the eye. Dive deeper and you'll uncover fascinating elements of cultural heritage, from rural landscapes to remnants of military history dating back to the early 20th century. Since 2012, Maestral Park has been working closely with BirdLife Malta, a Maltese NGO committed to protect birds and their habitats. Together, they have been organizing events and campaigns aimed at raising awareness about the significance of Malta's natural environment, including seabirds, and the critical importance of preserving them. But how much do you really know about these fascinating creatures? Let's embark on a journey to explore the fascinating world of seabirds. Did you know that the Yelkowan shearwater, a medium-sized seabird that relies solely on marine resources, nests along our shores? These birds visit land only to bring new life into the world. To avoid predators, they usually come at night seeking refuge in deep burrows among cliffs and boulders, and it's normal for them to spend days at sea searching for food such as small fish and squid. These seabirds are called shearwaters due to the way they fly closely above the water, shearing the waves, and they can dive up to 30 meters deep to catch their prey. Each pair lays just one precious egg from late February to early March, and the chicks fledge between June and July. This means that between February and June, the air near our shores fills with their unique calls after sunset. And here's a fun fact. You can distinguish the female from the male because females have a deeper pitch than the males. Do you know what these birds sound like? Listen to their mesmerizing calls right here. The Yelkowan shearwater is endemic to the Mediterranean, and the Maltese island hosts 10% of the global population, with around 1,800 pairs breeding here. After their busy breeding season, most of them take off on a grand adventure to the East Mediterranean, all the way to the Black Sea. But here's the catch. These amazing birds are facing tough times due to many threats. With their numbers dwindling, they're classified as vulnerable by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. If you're starting to get interested about the world of shearwaters, you're going to be happy to know that Malta has more than just one feathered friend waiting to be discovered. Meet the Scopolis shearwater, a large-sized seabird that shares similar nesting habitats on cliffs in Malta and Gozo. These shearwaters are extremely faithful, mating with the same partner at the same breeding site every year, from the end of February to October. They gather in large rafts close to the coast at sunset before returning to their nests in the dark. And you can also hear their calls that sound just like a crying human baby. Just like the Yelkowan shearwater, they also feed on small fish and squid, being able to dive up to 15 meters deep. They breed in several places along the Mediterranean, migrating all the way to the west coast of Africa. Just so you see how resilient these seabirds can be, the oldest Scopolis shearwater recaptured during a monitoring project was more than 28 years old. These are remarkable species, and although the Scopolis shearwater is more common than the Yelkowan shearwater, they've got their fair share of challenges, such as light and sound pollution and other human-related impacts. As seabirds are the most endangered group of birds in the world, the significance of safeguarding seabirds in Malta and the wider Mediterranean is highlighted by initiatives like BirdLife Malta's EU-funded Life Pampufinus project. This collaborative effort, spanning across Malta, France, Greece, Portugal and Spain, aims to secure the future of the Yelkowan shearwater by addressing two key threats to the species, predation by rats and accidental capture at sea by fishing gear. BirdLife Malta and Maestral Park are fully committed to protect these precious birds from various threats beyond the project lifetimes of initiatives such as the Life Pampufinus project. Now you may be wondering, is there anything I could do to contribute? Well, guess what? There's plenty you could do. One huge help is helping our environment remain clean and litter-free. If you're in the countryside, take your rubbish home with you, including your organic waste. The simple act goes a long way in keeping our spaces free of rats and ensuring that seabirds can thrive. These birds are very sensitive to noise and light, so keeping things quiet and dark near colonies is also a big help. And here's a tip, spreading the word is a powerful tool. Sharing this knowledge with others means more seabirds can be saved, so let's join forces and make a difference together.